No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, March the 9th, 2017. I'm Nathan Bernier in for David Brown. Now, speaking of political agendas, the president has health care, of course, but perhaps nothing is more integral to his mandate than border security and immigration. And the Trump administration says their efforts in that regard are already bearing fruit. According to statistics released this week, the number of apprehensions at the border fell about 40% from January to February. That's not year over year, that's month to month. The Trump administration was quick to celebrate this news. Is this a sign that Trump's policies or proposed policies are working, or maybe it's just the normal trend of increases and decreases of crossings at the border? Julian Aguilar has been on this story. He's a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Julian, thanks for your time.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
So a 40% decrease over 1 month. How many people is that?
Well, according to the statistics that were released late last night, it's from about 31,600 to about 18,800. And what's notable is that according to the Department of Homeland Security, they say they usually see an increase in traffic at the beginning of the year. So, as you mentioned, the Trump administration was quick to celebrate the fact that it's the president's policies that's already responsible for a decrease. Some would argue it's a little too early to tell, seeing as how he's been in office, you know, not even a month and a half. But it could bode, I guess, well for our borders if the trend, in fact, continues and if the information coming from Washington is trickling down through Mexico and Central America and causing these folks to think twice about making the trip.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security is crediting Trump's executive order on immigration announced January 25th. What I was wondering is, it must take some time to make that journey and for that information to trickle down to the local communities and then for people to make a decision about it. And then, you know, it seems like it would take more time for that to happen.
Sure, that's a completely valid point. And when my colleague Jay Root and I were down in Central America last year for a project, we would talk to folks that would say it took them anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks, depending on where they needed to stop, where they needed to get money, how much money they had from the onset. So you're right, there's a great variety of time that it takes people, also depending on where they're coming from, if they're coming from El Salvador, if they're coming from Guatemala, Honduras. But I think folks were probably a little bit apprehensive since November. I think that's fair to say, since Trump won the election. So maybe folks had already sort of given the journey second thoughts even before he was sworn in. But I think what's important to note, though, is that from October to the end of February, the amount of Central Americans that had come in is still higher than it was the same time frame in the 2016 fiscal year. That's why I said in my reporting that if the trend continues this way, that it could be a significant dent. But I think people also have to be conscious of the fact that President Obama in 2015, he put a lot of pressure on the Mexican government. So we also saw a sharp decline when you compare 2015 to 2014. And people blame the uptick in 2016 not to DHS's efforts, but more the Mexican government sort of falling on the wayside with respect to their enforcement.
Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly was in Texas this week visiting Homeland Security offices in Dallas. So I was kind of curious, Julian, what you could tell us about this proposal to separate women and children who cross the border illegally.
Well, I think like everything right now, newsrooms are hesitant to pull the trigger and say this isn't a policy that's going to be 100% sure, because as we've seen, the Trump administration will put forth a policy or somebody will leak a memo and then they'll pull back on it. But this Reuters broke the story late Friday night, and the Dallas Morning News had something from Secretary Kelly's visit on Tuesday. And yeah, it would separate women and children as soon as they're apprehended at the border. Current policy provides that they are processed together and then detained together and then released together. But what the proposal would do is detain the mothers and process the children and let them go separately. And I think a lot of folks are shocked at this proposal. I think you have the immigrant rights groups that say this is very, very inhumane. But yeah, some other folks would say, look, if this is the only way we can stop these people from coming and making the dangerous journey and risking their own lives through Mexico and Central America, then, you know, you you have to take more serious measures or even float the idea to see if that has any initial effect.
Julian Aguilar, reporter with the Texas Tribune. Julian, have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.